Chapter 5. Making a Home. I then returned to my raft and fell to work to bring my supplies to shore, which took up the rest of that day. I was afraid of being eaten by a wild animal, so I made a kind of tent to sleep in that night, using the things I had brought from the ship as a fence. As I got myself settled, I began to consider that I might yet get a great many things out of the ship which would be useful to me. I had left behind ropes and sails and other such things, so I decided to make another trip to the boat, soon if possible. I had to work fast. The next storm that came up could blow the ship to pieces. Over the next 10 days, I made repeated trips from the shore to the ship and back again, each time swimming to the ship and building a new raft to return. I was fortunate to have so many days of fine weather. I was able to get plenty of supplies from the boat to the coast before stormy weather made it impossible to visit the ship. The food I found on the ship was enough to tide me over for the time being. My thoughts were now completely focused on securing myself against dangers, whether they were man or animal. I needed a dwelling that was more secure than the tent I had been sleeping in. For my new shelter, I considered several important things. I knew I needed to be near a source of fresh water. I also needed shelter from the heat of the sun. Third, I needed to be safe from predators. And finally, I wanted to have a view of the sea so that I could see if any ships passed by that might be able to rescue me. Walking around the island, I looked for a spot which would satisfy all these points. I found a little plain on the side of a rising hill. The front of the hill was like the side of a house. Also, on the rocky side of the hill, there was a hollow place worn a little way in. It was like the entrance or door of a cave, but there was not really any cave or way into the rock at all. On the flat of the green, just before this hollow place, I decided to put up my tent. But first I drew a half circle in front of the hollow place, where I set up 2 rows of strong stakes, driving them into the ground until they stood at about 5.5 feet tall. I made these stakes sharp on the top. Then I took the piece of rope which I had cut on the ship, and I made a strong fence. I knew I would now be safe from predators. I carried all my supplies into this fenced area. I made a large tent to shelter me, the rains in this region being very violent in one part of the year. Once I was set up to keep myself and all of my supplies dry, I began to dig into the rock. I hollowed out a cave just behind my tent, which became a place to store things. Once shelter had been secured, my thoughts next went to food. I went out once a day with my gun to see if I could kill anything for food and to learn what plants grew on the island. I found that there were goats that would provide me with meat as well as several kinds of fruit trees. Later, I had another stroke of luck. I mentioned that among the supplies I found on the ship was a grain bag, the contents of which had been mostly eaten by rats on the ship. I took the bag anyway. I thought of some use for the bag, and since it was empty of anything useful, I shook the contents out on the ground. About a month later, I was delighted to find some green shoots growing from the ground. After more time passed, I was able to identify the shoots as English barley. And not far from it, rice was coming up. Would I one day have bread? But this discovery was a long time in the making. Let me return to my early days on the island. My thoughts now turned to considering my current situation. I was in desperate circumstances with little chance of being saved. On the other hand, I had survived, unlike my unfortunate mates. I had to ask why I was singled out. Is it better to be alive here on land or dead there at sea? Then it occurred to me again how well I was provided for. If the ship had not been saved, and if I had not been able to get the supplies from it, what would I have done? What if I had no gun or gunpowder? What if I had had no tools or clothes? Yes, I was certainly the luckiest survivor of a shipwreck that ever there was. For every negative, there is a positive to be thankful for.